I've been watching the newest season of Love is Blind with my girl. This is the thing about that show, right? I think the show is, in theory, a good idea, right? What if by chance we got out of our own way, right? Because most of dating is swipes now. Like, a good portion of how people meet is dwarfed. Online dwarfs every other version of meeting. Like, meeting at a bar, meeting at work, all that stuff like that. Meeting online is way, way bigger. So a big part of how we feel about each other and how we feel about ourselves when it comes to dating is completely and totally dictated by bots. I know we don't think it's bots, but it is. Like, most of these platforms are flooded with bots because if they can keep you on the platform, they keep your money, right? So better to have a couple bots entertain you and waste your time for a little bit so you think that something's going somewhere while maybe you work it out with a real person or maybe not. But either way, we've got your money. It's like a gym membership, right? You ever try to cancel a gym membership? I remember I had a gym membership. That's one of the few things that seems obscure that, like, Biden was trying to get on that I was really excited about. Because the Biden administration was basically like, anything that took your credit card for you to start the membership should be just as easy to get out of, just as easy to opt out of, right? Because there are some things that aren't. There were a lot of gyms back in the day where you could go up there and sign up that day, all right? And then be like, okay, I'm a member of this gym and I'll buy 5 months outright because you're doing 2 months free or whatever. So I'll be a member for 7 months. That's most of the year. I gotta get sexy by then. And so you do this like 5 month fee and maybe you do it in one lump sum or maybe they keep charging your card every month at some discount or whatever. But then at month six, you're like, it's not working. I keep coming once a week and pushing three things and nothing is changing. I don't think I'm gonna get sexy on the right timeline. And I don't wanna be a member of this gym for 40 years. So you know what? I'm gonna cancel it. I'm gonna cancel my membership. And so then you go there, and this happened to me. You go to the gym, and you're like, I would like to cancel my membership. And at first they try to fight you. First they're like, no, you were just getting sexy, dog. We all noticed it. There was one day we were changing the towels. We were like, damn, I remember when he came in January. It's March. What a difference. And I'm like, I'm flattered, but I don't feel very sexy. And the scale says I weigh the same. So I'd like to cancel my membership. And they're like, dang, dog, I'm sorry to hear that. I really am. You know, we love having you around and everything. And like, you know, it's just your presence lights this place up. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we see you, dog. We see you when you struggling to do that clean and snatch. You know what I mean? When you got the bar here and you trying to, whenever you're doing this, we laugh. It's such a great day. We gonna miss you, man. You sure you want to do this? Yeah, I gotta do it. I gotta end my membership. And they're like, okay. All right. Well, it's a shame because you can't end your membership here. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, we don't do that here. I'm like, what do you mean? This is where I came to start my membership. This is where I exercised my membership. How can I not end my membership? No, there's a whole process and everything, you know. So basically, you gotta write a letter saying like how you're not sexy and stuff. And then you gotta mail that letter, okay? You gotta mail that letter to our headquarters. Our headquarters will then let us know. And also, you can't just mail it to the headquarters. You also have to call in and be like, guys, I don't wanna be sexy anymore. And then you have to call before your letter gets to the headquarters. Because if it gets there first, it sort of invalidates your call. So you have to make sure you call. And it's best to call while the person at HR at headquarters is holding your letter. I know you won't have any idea when that is, but try. Just call a lot. Call consistently until maybe you call and they're holding it and they're like, oh, is this you? Yes, it's me. I would like to never be sexy. And so then... And so then what they'll do is they'll call us and we still won't cancel it. We'll just know that you're a quitter. And so then... Then after they call us, we will call the department, which is a third party that actually handles our memberships, and tell them to take you off of the mailing list, just the mailing list. But eventually, once you've been off the mailing list for long enough, we'll stop charging your card. This seems like it should be illegal. Because it's a process that sounds like it's going to take years. There was such a long process, and then they said I was no longer a member. I had stopped going, and then I saw where they still charged me. I called them, and that called them at the gym, and they were like, no, you got to call headquarters. So I called headquarters, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited. And, you know, then someone finally got on the line being like, hey, I was about to take my break. Because the whole plan there is just to frustrate you so much so that you end up keeping it. Because what they want you to do is to, like, still have it. And it's so hard to get rid of that eventually you go one day. And as soon as you go, you've basically, like, renewed your membership and everything. They just want any way possible to squeeze as much money out of the people that are going, right? And so that's one of the things that Biden was like, oh, we got to stop this. You got to make it, like, clickable. You know what I mean? Got to make it just so that. Did you click to start the membership? You should click to end the membership. It's like, wow, what a novel concept. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of thinking that comes from a man who doesn't have a lot of time to mess around. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, let's get right to it, you know? But that's what the dating platforms do. They just don't want you to cancel, right? And they've come up with tiers. They've come up with little systems to get extra money out of you. Super swipes, double super swipes, thirst trap swipe. All these little ways that maybe you can, like, find someone. And even when you find someone, you're not finding someone. You're just allowed to start a conversation now, you know? And so what if we got out of our own way? What if that really happened, where people who genuinely wanted to find someone and didn't want to have any barriers on them, any sort of expectations or even some of their own preferences, right, just wanted to get to know a person just as they are, right? We're just going to talk. And what if... we talked for so long, so many times, that we covered the amount of talking that it usually takes people in the real world months to cover. Because you know what it's like. You go on that first date. That first date is all surface level, if it's even true. You know? It's like, I try to be myself. I want everybody to feel comfortable being themselves. But as long as we're lying, we're lying. You know what I mean? If you're gonna lie, I gotta lie. I can't just show up being vulnerable and then you lie and then I look like a monster. So yeah, if you're gonna lie, then I gotta lie, you know? You're gonna lie about the degree you have? I gotta lie about having a job. I just gotta make sure that we fit each other's, you know, each other's lies. And then you get to the truth. And sometimes truth is very disappointing, because sometimes, whether it's your fault or of no fault of your own, you've built up an idea of who a person is, and that idea of who they are sometimes trumps the person that you see in front of you. So then you see the real person, when you can't do it anymore. You know what I mean? One of the things that police used to do back when everybody was writing checks and check fraud was like this big thing, because people would con artists would get really talented at copying somebody's signature. When they thought that somebody might be one of these people, what they would do is they'd have them write something, but they wouldn't just have them write it once, because you can pretend to be someone else one time, two times, three times. They would have somebody, almost like when you got punished in school, they had to write the thing 50 times. And over time, you could see whether the person was bored or they just started getting in their head. Eventually, their true handwriting would show. You know? And that's what we do when we get to know a person. After 3 months, you're like, look. There's a lot I didn't tell you about because I want you to stay. You've been dating somebody and then 2 months and you're like, who is this person? It's like, no, this person is the person. I don't know. Sorry, you aren't dating who you thought. You know? And so then you get all this talking. You get all this, like, genuine quality time together, right? and I like this person. And so maybe this is my person, right? And how long would it take if all we did was talk, if all we did was really get to know each other, how long would it really take for us to fall in love with a person? Probably as long as production allows, you know what I mean? But like, but still, you see these people on this show, and within 9 days of being on the show and being in the pods, they're talking about I love you to this person that they've never seen, that they've never met, but they've talked so much. And a part of you thinks this person's dumb. This person's crazy. I don't think they are. I think if you got to do a deep dive into a person, you could find whether or not you like really loved everything about this person, how their mind works, their sense of humor, all the little push and pull that the relationship has, you know? And then they do the reveal, which is usually where things go awry. Because it's hard to get out of your own way, and it's hard to change your nature, especially in 9 days, right? And so then sometimes they do this reveal. If you never watched the show, they're in the pods, and they chat, and they chat, and they chat, and then people are picking each other as they're chatting. And you're really picking off a personality. You don't know what this person is like, you know? Sometimes you're watching the show, and you're like, these two look like they would go together in the real world, and they're not picking each other now. That's so interesting, right? Then they do the reveal. The reveal is like, they're across a hallway with this carpet and the doors open and they see each other for the first time. And, you know, a lot of times it goes great. They get really excited. Oh, I happen to be in love with a person who happens to be beautiful. What a bonus. And then sometimes you can tell, you can see it on the person that they're like, ooh. I am not blind. Because you gotta understand, whether you've watched the show or not, it must be a lot. It must be a lot to like have someone talking to you the way that they talk to each other. They are talking to each other the way that we imagine our great-grandparents talked to each other. Like before devices got involved, right? When you really had to miss someone. And you really got to know them. And you didn't even know that many people. You know? Your great-great-grandparents might have only known 200 people in life. And then they pick one of those people. So you're not even doing the same comparison stuff we do. We're spoiled for choice. Or at least the illusion of choice. Because we're like, no, I could get anybody. That's what you think. Because then you match with them and you're like, damn, okay. You know, and it's tough because dudes are the ones that fall for bots the most. We really are. Like, we get botted hard. Our friends will tell us it's a bot, and we'll be like, maybe. Maybe. Or, maybe, she's just into me. Maybe y'all just can't handle it. It's like, she keeps asking for your social security number. And for you to send her money through PayPal. Maybe she's going through a rough time, dog. I don't know. You ever thought of that? You ever thought about sometimes beautiful people are down on their luck? Because we all know it's beautiful people who never get anything for free. No. But yeah, you see it. You see it on them, right? Because they were talking to each other so wild. I love you. They propose before they're allowed to see each other. You know what I mean? They propose in the pods. You propose to this idea of a person, someone that you think that you could love for the rest of your life, right? And they are talking to each other the way our great-great-grandparents talked to. I'm talking about Civil War love letter talking to each other. Those old Civil War letters. You ever read some of them? Oh, it's astounding. Dear Jebediah. I miss you terribly. And I can't wait to once again feel the brush of your long beard upon my face. I hope and pray for the day that I see you on the horizon and know that you are home for good. Love, Magnolia. Like, they would just... They'd be named after flowers back then for no reason. Just a bunch of roses and magnolias and tulips and stuff. And sometimes, you know, I've read some of these letters and I've watched documentaries about, you know, people that they've honed in on that we know the most about and everything. Sometimes those letters got nasty. Every once in a while, those letters... My dearest Magnolia. This war is a burden upon my soul. What keeps my fire alight is thinking of your warm embrace. I shudder to think if this letter is read by anybody but its intended. But know that your beloved keeps your handkerchief close by at all times. Your dearest Jebediah. With the long D. No, it's tough because they've said so many things to each other in these pods. They seem to mean them, right? Because that's the other thing you can suss out a little bit more. When you're not swayed by someone's looks, what they just say, what does that mean? And you can really talk the thing out, whatever it is, right? And they see each other, and sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes this engagement falls apart right after, soon after. Sometimes they, you know, say no, I can't marry you, right? Watching this season, I don't know. Everything I'm saying applies to the entirety of the idea. So it's not about any one person or group or season. It's just like that idea, like what happens if we get out of our own way, you know? But it's also hard because this is my thing about that show, is that by and large, every season of it I've seen, they are picking pretty good-looking people. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're picking people who you... These are gorgeous people, right? They have yet to pick someone that I'm really like, ah. Is nobody gonna tell them? Do you know what I mean? I just want, this is where I lose you. Okay. I just want there to be like one season. Because what happens is, And they've like done whole survey studies. They've interviewed people. People who've studied relationships have talked about this stuff for a very long time, right? I'm not just saying, oh, trust me, it's science. I'm saying, like, you can look it up for yourself. When it comes to, like, long-term relationships, right? Relationships that are supposed to last to the end of your life. Let's say you get married in your 30s, right? That they found that, like, women are, by and large, better partners to have, right? And it's because of the things that nurture relationship are the things that women are usually the ones doing, right? Not saying there aren't great boyfriends and husbands out there. I'm just saying that, like, usually what upholds and keeps a relationship going is, like, some of the action, some of the planning, some of the thinking of the women in those relationships, okay? And this isn't to paint anyone as an angel either. I know relationships end for all sorts of reasons. It's just that, like, we all have our preferences, right? Every single one of us. And I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing, you know? We all have our you might want the person that you end up with, no matter who you date, no matter who you love, to at least have, like, a head. That would be nice. A head would be nice. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not trying to... You would assume they have a head. And then as long as they have a head, there might be things that you like about the face on that head. And then, you know, you pick and you pick and you pick and you find the people, whatever. But just sometimes whenever people are in a noble pursuit, how they get there is not always questioned because the pursuit is noble, right? And so because so many people are trying to find their forever person, the ways in which that they are shallow sometimes don't get addressed as much because the overall pursuit is noble, right? It's much easier to come down on someone who's just like hardcore participating in like hookup culture for being shallow because we can just cast away the whole idea as trashy, right? But when someone's looking for like long-term love and they're being shallow, it's just kind of harder to call them out because they're looking for their forever person anyway, right? So it's just one season of Love is Blind. I would just love if they do the regular show. You can even pick all the good-looking people that you want. That's fine. Just pick all good-looking people. And I want good dudes, by the way. Real good dudes. Like good dudes where you do the research. He volunteers and he donates to the charities and he's taking care of somebody sick. Really good dudes, right? But then when they do the reveal, right? And the doors open and they're standing across from each other. I just want every single one, every one of those dudes to be short. That would be great. That would be fire. That would be so good. I don't mean short as in like 5'8". I don't mean regular height, but calling them short because your friends are tall. I'm talking about cartoonishly short. I want these dudes, I'm talking about the 4'11s of the world. I want these dudes to be so excited and so little that when they're running to their bride, they really gotta do that step. You know what I'm talking about? You know when somebody real short, they need the extra steps, and so he... And she just... And they meet up in the middle, and they propose before they get to see each other. Sometimes they propose again as soon as they meet each other, right? You know, they propose, and since the beginning of the show, she's been saying, I just want to find love. Okay. Found him. He go to propose. He ain't got a kneel. No, just really test it. See if his love is blind.